How y'all feeling? How y'all living? What's good? Oh, what's good? What's good? What's good? One more time, how y'all feeling? How y'all living? What's good? What's good? How y'all feeling? How y'all living? What is good, y'all? Man. When the last time I spoke to y'all, I was telling y'all about my mental defiance and coming out of a period of feeling kind of low and making some shifts within my life. And I have, y'all. I definitely have been enjoying my new job. I teach babies. And it's just one of the things that really brings me joy and makes me happy because little humans, I don't know what it is about their spirits, about their joy, that just makes everything kind of like go away. It doesn't matter because they are just so delicate. I don't know. It's just babies and me. Great combination. And honestly, I really enjoy kids because they still need you to help them with things, but they're so much like themselves. Like they're little individual people. Like it's so funny to watch them and see them interact. And it feels really good to be around them again and teaching them. So I was super excited about getting this job and being able to do something that I love that was fulfilling to me, and which is what I've been talking about. Like I told y'all in my last episode, I didn't continue the job that I was working because it wasn't fulfilling to me. It didn't give me that oomph I need. Yes, the money was good, but if I'm just working for the money to be good, what, there's no like purpose in my life. At least to me, I feel like if you're just working for the money and you feel like your soul is depleting from you, what's more important? Some people say the money, I say it's my soul. So that's just my take. But today I came on here to talk about a topic that I really don't like getting into, but is a huge part of my life, and that is my relationship with my father. Dun, dun, da, 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 da. And honestly, the reason I came on here to talk about it today specifically was because I feel like I'm in a place now where I want to work on bettering my relationship with my father. A lot of the things that are wrong with our parents, or like that we think are wrong with our parents, or that we feel are wrong with our parents, that are wrong with our parents, is a part of their traumas, their difficulties in their life that they take on, don't handle, or you know, try to handle the best way they can, but they in some term there's some fault. So there's no growth being happened between parent and child, and it kind of like separates and there's no relationship there. And for me with my father, I feel like he's the kind of person where I technically didn't grow up with him much. He's been in my life. My mother and my father have been in my life. But more times than not, I would say I am closely related to my sisters as parents more so, because they were the ones who technically raised me and help me create a moral standing and understanding of myself in the world. And they are really who I appreciate a lot for helping me come to this. But with my father, I'm trying to develop a relationship with him because I feel like it's important for me to understand parts of myself as an individual and why I am the way I am. And you can't escape your DNA. Like, that's just something I've come to really like understand. Like, I can't escape my DNA. And while I have the access to this man in my life, why not try to get to know him better? Why not try to develop some kind of relationship and put forth that effort? He's not going to do it. He's not going to. Like, that's just his pride. That's just the narcissist in him. He's not going to do that. So therefore, why should I? And I ask myself that question all the time. I've been contemplating going back and forth with that. And it's like, well, because I want to for myself. I need to for myself. I need to get some kind of understanding of why I am the way I am in certain situations, certain places. And I think it's important to have some kind of relationship, even if it is stressful, daunting, kind of soul crushing sometimes. But it's what I wanted for myself. I spent a lot of this year during quarantine and a little bit before that, having a strong disliking for him as a person. And any chance I got, I kind of separated from him because he is very negative as an individual. His humor is negative. Commentary is negative. his outlook on life is very negative, and it's just like, bro, there's so much other things, there's so many other takes and aspects of what's going on in the world that you can take on that doesn't have to make it so burdensome and hard. Life is already hard, is how I feel. Life is already challenging. Life is already gonna hit you, knock you, and throw wind at you, and then sometimes put you in the sunshine. But that's the game we're getting into. So what you gonna do about it? You gonna be a sucker in the mud all the time? You gonna blame the world for your problems? No, you have to make some shake. You have to do it. But that's also going back into the same thing I was talking about, where different upbringings, different traumas, different aspects of ourselves as individuals coming into our lives, and whether and what we're going to handle, or we're going to make better. Me, I am very emotional. I am very sensitive. I am very a people person, social, trying to understand the ways of the world, artist kind of woman, I feel, who very much so is hyper analytical and hyper sensitive to things that are said to her, or like judgments of her, especially from my family. So when it comes to like hearing negative things from him specifically, because I don't necessarily take it seriously or feel any kind of way about it, or try not to feel some kind of way about it, it bothers me to a certain sense. Like yesterday, sometimes I do my how y'all feelings, how y'all livings via vlog, and that's originally where people know the how you feeling, how you living kind of platform. And I try to do it sometimes because I personally miss being in front of the camera and giving y'all that kind of space. But also, I try to keep whichever form of how you feeling is more authentic to me that day. If I feel more, what's the word I'm looking for, y'all? If I feel more capable of being in front of the camera giving it to y'all that way, that's the way I want to give it to y'all. And if I feel more authentic doing an episode, that's the way I want to do it as well. So it's like, I like the fact that I have that freedom to play with what platform I want to put how y'all feeling, how y'all livings on. And the fact that my support system is so here for it all, or like, wanting to listen to the podcast, or coming back to the Instagram, watching the videos, or asking me when's the next time I'm gonna do it. It feels really good to have that bringing. And my father just made a Facebook the other day, and I made a how you feeling, how you living. I put it on Instagram and Facebook just 'cause I try to, put it on both platforms. But for me, I don't put much on Facebook because Facebook is very much so like business, older family, like that kind of audience, and that's not the kind of audience that I need to know me all the time. But also, they're all my platforms, so I can post what I want, how I want, when I want. It's mine to do. But he that was his first time watching my how you feelings. And when in the videos, y'all, I always say, how y'all feeling, how y'all living, what's good, what's good, what's good, what's good. Go into whatever message I'm going into and say, don't let today ass fuck you, you ass fuck the day. Bend that bitch over. Okay. And if you don't make a damn self smile, make somebody smile today. And what I'm gonna tell y'all, don't forget to motherfucking poop. But y'all know this. Y'all listen to it. Y'all are here with me all the time. So when he heard that, he was like, it's despicable. It is an abomination. You are an embarrassment. It was just so much negative coming from him. And at first, I was like laughing at it because it's like, it's just obviously showing you don't know me. You don't see me. You don't understand me. And he goes about telling me how people are contacting him about what's going on my pages and everything like that. And in my head, I'm like, I don't care. Like, literally, my first response in my head, I didn't say it out loud because I'm trying to do better at that, like trying to do better at how I communicate when I am bothered, or how I communicate what bothers me so I can better that relationship. But when you come at me very negative, though you are an older person, I understand what your perspective is. It's how you go about what you do. And it just bothered me because I was like, bro, you may not like it, but so many other people do. There's so many other, it's not really for you. And part of me is like, oh, maybe I shouldn't post on Facebook my how you're feelings anymore. But also, whatever, bro. So it's just things like that kind of bother me. And the commentary he makes towards me is so negative that I don't want to share sometimes, because it's like, part of it is, my business to handle, but also it's just draining sometimes to be his daughter and try to have a better relationship. A lot of time in quarantine when I did have COVID for a second and had to sit in quarantine, and then when COVID first hit and being in a space where you had to be at home the whole time, you have a lot of time to think, to do, to come about, come out, come in, come over your mental spaces. And for me, a lot of people ask me, what is my relationship with my father? How do I go about my relationship with my father? And it's like, I sometimes try to not think that he exists sometimes. And that's for me to handle. That's just easier for me to handle sometimes, because it's like, it's so hard to develop a close-knit something with someone who wants to, I don't even think he wants to bring me down purposely, but when he's so used to being so negative all the time, he doesn't understand that that brings down a person. But I mean, common sense will tell you, if you're mean to someone, if you're rude, or, you know, don't really see the person that is in front of you trying to present themselves, how do you expect them to develop a relationship with you? How do you expect them to be themselves in front of you? How do you expect to have more than the relationship that you do have with them? So I just came out here to talk about that today because that was on my heart. And I am still trying, and I feel like I still will continue to try to better my relationship with my father, or work through it for myself, because I am a growing and changing mid-fucking adult, like coming into adulthood. And I have all these questions. I have all these things I want to do. I have all these different journeys I'm going on, which is what this podcast is for, going through these journeys with me and talking them through and giving me y'all feedback and how are y'all navigating y'all lives to answer some of the things I need to answer for myself. So yeah, y'all, that's where I'm at today. I'm very excited to go to work. I'm doing this episode right before I go to work because, you know, it's, you gotta push it out when it feels most authentic. Like I tell my girlfriend this all the time. I'm like, I'm not gonna do the work if it doesn't feel like, if I don't feel mentally, physically, and spiritually okay to do it. Like, I'm in the process of writing a play right now that's gonna be produced in September. I finished one degree. I'm working on my last degree. I'm almost close to being a graduate with 2 degrees. Like, I just have all these things coming to me that I'm super excited about, super like stoked about, but everything is going to get done in due time, and it's going to get done when my spirit feels inclined to get it done. So all that to say, make sure y'all are making time, space, and putting energy towards the things that matter to you. I feel like, though this is a challenge right now for me to develop a better relationship with my father and go through these new little loop-de-loops and figuring out my own life myself, but I feel like this is a part of my journey and that this is something that is important to me to do. So therefore, I just got to do it, y'all. I just got to do it. And when it gets to a place where it feels more like it's tearing me apart than it is benefiting me, I'ma let that shit go, let that shit go. You know, let that shit go if it's not giving you what you need. Do not give them access to the parts of you that you don't allow other people to have access to. Like, I love my family. I am a big advocate for family. I'm a big advocate for friends becoming family and, you know, your relationships and how strong they are versus how weak they are. Who's going to ride for you the way they're going to ride for you? Actions speak louder than words. So when it comes to like, oh, is family supposed to ride? No, 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 no. Who puts in the effort to get to know? Who puts in the effort to see you? Who puts in the effort is who is going to get the effort. But all that to say, y'all have a great day. Let me know what y'all thinking, how y'all feeling, and what's motherfucking good. But without further ado, I'm gonna give the outro to you. How y'all feeling? How y'all living? What's good? What's good? What's good? What's good? Don't let today ass fuck you, ass fuck the day. Bend that bitch over. Okay, okay. And if you don't make your damn self smile, make somebody smile today, y'all. And what I'm gonna tell y'all not to forget, don't forget to motherfucking poop. All right. Bye, y'all. Have a good one.